Hey everybody, this is Alan Fine. I'm here with Chris Theophilides, who is the CEO of Celestial Cruises. Now, Celestial keeps reinventing and changing itself. We're going to talk about, it's almost like a brand new company with great new itineraries coming up. So stay tuned here on Insider Travel Report. It's not just Greece anymore. Let's give them the overview, basically the two new ships, what they are, and then the itinerary. We know where we're going.
Yeah. No. First of all, thanks for the chance to catch up. We met last year in March, and right then we were announcing the acquisition of our first vessel. Since then,
it was a crazy scheme back then, and now it's a reality.
It's a reality, and we've moved well beyond that too. So our Celestial Journey has come online in September, and she was very well received by our guests, and we're very excited about that asset. You know, lots of premium space, more bars and restaurants, something that we couldn't provide to our guests before. So we're evolving our offering, a lot of suites and balcony cabins. So we've increased our suites by 300% on that acquisition alone. But we didn't stop there. In November of last year, we purchased our second ship, and our Celestial Discovery has just commenced cruising for us after her CapEx program. She's 3 weeks into her program. The reviews have been phenomenal. And again, we've replicated those great spaces that work well on the journey. We've replicated those, and we have a bit of a cohesiveness in our offering. So The hardware is a completely new story.
I was going to say, it just goes to show that the hardware isn't it. It's the software, because you carried the knowledge from the other ships to this and it hit the ground running.
Absolutely, and we held on to our crew. I mean, the whole point in our hardware program, at least, our fleet renewal was, listen, we want to evolve. We loved the ships that we operated, but it was time to move on. It was time to make sure that we offer a more contemporary service to our guests and have those offerings that they're looking for. So we're super excited at how that panned out. But in the meantime, that's only part of the story.
Right. If you love the soft skills and then you have the new ships, you can go to more than just Greece.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've already announced and run the first couple itineraries of our Adriatic program. So that went down very well. Very nice areas. Out of Athens, we ran up to the Adriatic, and we have announced that for the upcoming winter our new Persian Gulf program. So the Arabian Gulf program is very exciting for us. And so Greece has always been a focal point for us and will continue to be so. We're Greek experts. It's in our DNA. But, you know, the one thing that our guests keep saying is 89% said we'd cruise with you again. Yeah. And we haven't been providing the opportunity to our guests to do so. So now we're branching out into the Adriatic and the Arabian Gulf.
Did I remember correctly that you were extending the seasons when you were just doing Greece, and now you actually can sail all year long?
Absolutely. You're on the spot. Last month we said, now that we're starting up the season in 2024 in March, it's actually the first time that we'll never stop again. Right, so we're going to be operating right around all the winters in the Adriatic, in the Eastern Med, in the Persian Gulf, and we have a great variety of programs for all our guests, and it's really exciting times in the Persian Gulf. There's a lot of things to look forward to, and the initial reaction by our travel agents has been phenomenal. I mean, we have Grand Prix cruises.
So you can now, there could be a land event and you could plan an itinerary.
Absolutely. I mean, well, we tied in the two Grand Prix in November and December in that region, the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix and the Qatar Grand Prix, into our itinerary. So you can do a 7-day on the one, 7-day on the other. But because they're back-to-back, you can do a 14-day and do a double Grand Prix, which is fantastic. Okay. And then we have our Christmas cruise, and then we have our New York cruise, and it's okay. Just on and on and on. It's a great, great program.
But that's a good reason. Now we're talking to over 126,000 travel advisors, North America, Canada, and so this is good for them to know. But you have a push for them. What are you planning?
Well, listen, we've beefed up our team in North America big time. We've added a lot of colleagues to the North American sales team. Not only the sales team, though, support as well. So there's inside sales support. We're there to support travel agents. We've opened up new relationships with a lot of travel agencies, host agencies, and it's much easier to find Celestial now. And it's
I was going to say that Pleasant Holidays and Journeys are selling you.
Pleasant Holidays.
As an example.
Yeah. Pleasant Holidays. I mean, we signed up with Avoya, and it's a very good relationship developing there. We have another couple of accounts signing soon, host soon. Agencies. Okay. Very soon, like good. Days, good. Not months. And so it's building up this momentum. And really, Alan, what we're doing, it's not just about the ships. We're building a platform for growth. We think we have a winning formula. Our guests telling us we have a winning formula. We're replicating that formula beyond Greece. So we're breaking out of Greece is what we say internally, and just providing that winning formula of destination immersion on mid-sized vessels that we do so well, and so in other parts of the world.
What about also? You have a program for solo travelers.
Yeah, we always did. We continue to have that. That's an important part of our DNA as well. And it is, just getting like-minded people together that like to go into destination, and they have that mm-hmm. solo approach that works so well for us.
So even a travel advisor who knows Celestial and knew how to sell it, there's more to learn. So where do they go to find out more, and do you have programs for them to take advantage of? Let's give them the URLs, everything. Call to action time.
You know everything, don't you? We just rolled out last week our new travel.
That's out of respect. I studied up.
We rolled out our new training module, Celestial Stars, and that's available to all the travel advisors to learn more about us. Even the travel advisors that knew us well, there's much more to know now. We've streamlined our offerings, made it much easier to do work with. Where we have a big piece of work in updating our tech. We want to remove friction, and it's an area we understand, and we hear the travel community we can be better at. And there's a big piece of tech in the background right now, and it's going to be much easier to work with Celestial going forward.
So I was hoping. So now, how do they go and see this?
This is available online through the main website. There's a travel. There's a Celestial.com. There's a travel agent area where you go in and a portal right there. It's also available through our Seaware platform of the reservation system. We're working just to make sure that we have a single point of sign-on for everything, so people find it easy to get to know us and book us.
Right, we'll spell Celestial right. We put it on the screen. You'll see it.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to tell our travel advisors?
I think now is a very good time to get to know us even better. We invite travel advisors to come and visit our product. People have been enthused with the updates and the upgrades that we've had, and it's a great time for this brand, and we hope you join us on that journey.
We are excited for you. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.